2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk. More drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
Live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Senate passed a one-week stopgap bill on Friday, hours ahead of a government shutdown deadline. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the Senate must get help to Americans suffering during the pandemic.
We will deal with the financial crisis facing tens of millions of Americans. And if I have anything to say about it, and I guess I do, we're not going to go home for the Christmas holidays unless we make sure that we provide for the millions of families in this country who are suffering.
While Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri says the Senate should not be hypocritical.
If the Senate of the United States can find hundreds of billions of dollars to give to big government and big business, surely it can find some relief for working families and working individuals.
The Senate also sent to President Trump a defense bill he's vowed to veto.
The Senate has approved a wide-ranging defense policy bill, sending it to President Trump, despite his threat to veto it because the bill does not clamp down on big tech companies he claims were biased during the election. The final vote was 84-13, mirroring a similar overwhelming margin in the House that, if maintained in both chambers, would be enough to override a potential veto. The Senate vote had been expected Thursday, but was delayed after Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky objected to a measure, saying it could limit President Trump's ability to draw down U.S. troops from Afghanistan and Germany. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has pressed Food and Drug Administration Chief Stephen Hahn to grant an emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine by the end of Friday or face possible dismissal. The vaccine won an endorsement Thursday from an FDA panel of outside advisors, and agency sign-off is the next step needed to get the shots to the public. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 47 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Las Vegas cycling community is numb, trying to process the loss of five of its members. Four men and one woman were killed, and four others were injured yesterday morning when a box truck plowed into the group of about 20 bicyclists on a stretch of open highway near Searchlight. The crash happened in the southbound lanes of U.S. 95, which has a posted speed limit of 75 miles per hour. The group of cyclists had set out yesterday morning from the M Resort in Henderson to complete the 130-mile Nipton Loop, just as they had done for every year for some 15 years. According to some riders, as the group approached Searchlight, winds started to pick up. That's when an unmarked box truck came from behind and swerved into the cyclists. NHP investigators say what caused the truck to hit the riders is still under investigation, but impairment was not suspected, and the truck driver is cooperating with authorities. Tens of thousands of jobless Nevadans will soon be getting notices for their claims that they've been ineligible. The Nevada Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, better known as DETR, says about 167,000 pandemic unemployment assistance ineligibility notices were sent out this week.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
We check out the traffic cams. The heaviest flows seem to be on the Beltway right now, both directions. 215 westbound in Valley Verde. You're going to be tapping the brakes there, too, on the other side of the freeway, 215 eastbound. That is at Green Valley. The Kevin Wall Show is next.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. We got a big show. Howard Stutz is going to join us from CDC Gaming Reports. We're going to get kind of a year-end look at gaming, what there has been down on the Strip. We'll do that in just a couple minutes. First, though, you know what we always do on Friday, regardless of what time of year it is, whether it's a good time or a bad time, it's the best day of the week. It's the day we work towards all week long.
Oh, man, what day is it?
Oh, you know better!
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know better. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week. It's the day we let our hair down. We have some fun. We always do this. Thank you so much to the live and local players. I always like to do a kind of a year-end look at gaming across the state of Nevada, and I guess across the United States, and no better guy to do that with than our buddy Howard Stutz, the executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports, and he joins us. Howard, how you been?
keep him busy. Say the least, Kevin. As you know, how are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely great. Let me ask you. I saw something the other day, and we'll get to the Strip and what's going on down there. But a record $3 billion wagered in October in legal U.S. sports books, and I'm just curious. Is this impacting the folks down on the Strip with this legal gaming across the legal U.S. sports books?
Not at all, Kevin. Nevada, and I wish I could pull up the number right now, but October and both September and October numbers were record months in terms of sports betting handle in Las Vegas. Now, some of that was due to the fact that the seasons are all mixed up. You know, you had baseball and all four major sports going on at the same time, along with college football. So that was part of the reason. But it's just the interest in sports betting, and it shows that yes, there is. You know, there are now 19 states, including Nevada, with legal sports betting. Another six are going to go live by sometime next year. So half the U.S. will have legal sports books, and it has not impacted Nevada. It's actually enhanced Nevada because, especially for some of the companies here, you have to remember MGM, Caesars through William Hill, they're also operating sports betting in multiple states. So they get the benefit in other markets as well as what goes on here in Nevada. And the same thing, and the bottom line is nobody has the sports books like we have here in Nevada when we can get people to come here, which leads into everything else. The short answer, that was a long answer to your question. Short answer is no, it has not hurt Nevada at all. It's actually enhanced our sports betting market here in the Silver State.
$3 billion nationwide in October. How big can this be? I mean, is this a $6 billion, $10 billion, $20 billion deal?
That's what the money that was wagered. You know, they're not talking about the revenues, what the books kept and everything. I've seen numbers anywhere from $21 to $25 billion, by sometime, in the middle of this decade. Because once you add more states in, the key is going to be, Kevin, if states like California, Texas and Florida, those are the three largest population states in the country, if they move forward and legalize sports betting. Now, that's a big question to be California. How will that impact Nevada? Because obviously, with it not legal in California, we get so many Californians coming in here to make wagers. So that will be a question, but that's going to be what the big key in this whole thing is, if those three states finally move forward and legalize sports betting sometime in the next few years.
And will the major players here in Vegas, will they oppose or will they support these other states coming online and adding to the 19?
They will see the same opportunity. BetMGM, which is operated by MGM Resorts, and Entain, which is a British company. They will immediately be in California. William Hill, they'll all be in California, and if that happens, or Texas, or any of these other states, it's the same. You probably remember back in 1995 when California legalized Indian gaming, all the casino companies here opposed it. There was they spent millions to kill it. It passed overwhelmingly. The next day, all these gaming companies had deals lined up and signed with the different Indian tribes to operate their casinos. So, that's what will happen. Same thing with sports betting.
Is the pandemic going to speed things up? Is it going to speed the pace at which these states come online? The idea of increased revenues because the states are just hungry for revenue?
That's a great question. That's what we're going to see. I think so. You're seeing right now other states. Texas is talking about legalizing casinos again. And it's now because they've got a budget hole they got a huge budget hole, billions of dollars. Same with California. That's why we think sports betting might be an angle that California might use to help fill the budget hole. There are going to be a lot of different states, whether it's expanding casinos, current casinos in their markets, or adding some type of legalized gambling as a way of the tax dollars, a different type of tax dollar that they can add to help, every state has got to have some type of budget problem because of the pandemic.
I want to ask you, this has been a really tough year. I don't think anybody wouldn't know that for gaming and the Strip. 2020 has just sucked. I mean, yeah. that's the only way to put it.
Best way to put it.
My question is, how bad has it really been? And are any of these major players, MGM and folks like that, any of them hurting yet?
Well, early on in the pandemic, there was concern about their balance sheets that, you know, they were going to burn through money so quickly. Then the credit markets opened up, and a lot of these companies were able to, you know, build up their lines of credit. You know, did some maneuvering where they have cash on their balance sheets. So they're fine right now. And what we're seeing is, a lot of these companies are cutting back right now because the business just isn't here. It's, you know, we don't the rodeo we didn't get in this month. It went to Texas because we couldn't have fans there. We have a lack of airline flights into Las Vegas. There's absolutely no international, very little international travel of any into Las Vegas. It's only really from Canada and Mexico. It's not from the big Asian markets that we usually see that drive a lot of business to Las Vegas. So until that returns, we're going to see, you know, some suffering here. But a lot of these companies, what they're doing is, you look at Las Vegas Sands, MGM, and some of their properties on the Strip, they've shut down hotels during the midweek. They're closing properties. They're doing it on their own. They're not waiting for, you know, to be told by the governor or anything to close down. They're actually just cutting back on business because the business just isn't there, and it makes sense in some instances. Kevin, just, you know, not have the casino, not have the hotel open. You're saving money in that sense, and that's what they really seem to be doing right now. Now they really, you know, they're hopeful after the first of the year, if the vaccine is works, if, you know, we start seeing some more business coming back, we're going to start seeing it slowly come back, you know, toward the middle of next year is what the hope is.
What is the what is going to be the barometer that these players, that these major gaming players, look at relative to when to ease up the restrictions on, like, Palazzo and places like that have kind of pulled back?
If we see conventions return, the midweek business, that's what we've lost. Remember, we've had like 7 months now. The LVCVA puts out numbers for numbers for the Strip and the market, and it's been zero convention attendance for 7 months straight. That's a huge loss that we've had during the midweek, and that's why a lot of these properties cut back on their midweek operations, because they just don't have the business here. Usually we have to be filled with the convention, the meeting business. As that starts to come back sometime in the mid-year, that's when I think the companies will see a little bit of a turn, and turn things will start turning around a little bit more. But we really need that midweek business from the convention crowd. We'll get the weekend tourist business, especially the drive-in from California, Arizona, and from the north, from the east, from Utah area, for coming in that way. But for the most part, it's basically, we really need that midweek convention business.
It's going to be regional, not national. Howard Stutz joining us, executive editor of the CDC Gaming Reports. This may be an LVCVA question, and you may not be equipped to answer this, but what is the lag time? If conventions are going to come back to Vegas, how much time do they need to gear up? Is it a three-month thing? Is it a six-month thing? What?
Depends on the size of the convention. I mean, these big trade shows, like G2E is already, the Global Gaming Expo, which is traditionally in October, brings like 25,000. They've already booked for next October. So they can go start planning ahead. Big trade shows, they need a good 3, 4, 5, 6 months, whatever it is, lag time, to prepare for it. Whereas the smaller shows, they can turn something around in a few months. But it's just a matter, sometimes it's also going to be a lot of the businesses, are they going to feel comfortable sending their employees on the road to business convention, you know, trade show type events? Do they have the budget after, you know, the year we've been going through here in 2020? Will they have the budget in 2021 to do that kind of expense? So that's going to be a lot of questions that I don't know the answers to. It's going to be a question that these companies are going to have to be able to answer next year.
I know back on March 17th, when the governor kind of closed us down, many of the casinos kept their people on salary. They didn't lay a lot of people off in the beginning. Are any of these companies still paying people to stay home?
Well, right now, in three states have closed casinos already. because of the resurgence of the pandemic. Illinois, Michigan, and yesterday Pennsylvania announced they were closing. Boyd Gaming operates in both Illinois and Pennsylvania. They said for this week, basically they're going to be closed for like 3-4 weeks. They're keeping their employees on payroll. They're not going to put them on furlough, you know, with the holiday and everything. A lot of these properties, they already went through the furloughs. A lot of properties went through layoffs. You know, once the furloughs ran out at a certain point, they had to do layoffs, and they didn't have the business, or they didn't reopen as much as they could. So there were layoffs. So I think that at this point now, as I said earlier, these companies have put aside a lot of funds, you know, a lot of capital in case of this type of resurgence. So they're, so in Pennsylvania and Illinois, Boyd Gaming is going to go ahead and pay their employees during the weeks that they're closed right now.
And any estimate on how many people have been laid off in the gaming industry here?
You know, I've heard MGM had like 60,000 employees, and they said they brought back about half the workforce.
So wow.
You also look at that as it's not just the casino employees. You know, they have, you know, the T-Mobile Arena is empty, not being used. So any employees that are tied to the T-Mobile Arena, they've been, you know, either they've been transferred to another part of the company, or they're out of work. So it's I mean, the estimate is maybe half of what the casino companies had coming go here are now out, you know, are not working or still in employment or still, you know, hoping to come back. So that may be what the that may be the barometer that I've heard.
Howard, let me just ask you, looking down the road, we've got the vaccine mm-hmm. is coming out in the next couple of days. It's going to be widespread by June or July. The leadership down on the strip, do they believe that this is a game changer, that this vaccine is something that can slow the spread, slow the virus totally?
Well, they're not medical experts, but that's what they all hope. I mean, that's really what I think a lot of the industry really hopes, that this is the key, that the vaccine will work and will help slow the spread. And as the spread slows, that way, that means people are going to want to get back some sense of a normalcy in their lives again after, you know, being locked up like we have been since March. I think that's what they're hopeful for. I know Matt Maddox, the CEO of Wynn, did an interview recently where he said it's going to be like the Roaring Twenties again. People are going to want to get out. So, I mean, that's really what the hope seems to be, that quickly, the challenges are, of course, our economy is tourism based, and you know, if people aren't traveling or going anywhere, then it hurts. Then Nevada's going to get hurt, and so that's why we're hopeful people are going to want to get back out and travel and do things again, and you know, and obviously Las Vegas is, you know, it's been the center of it for years, and hopefully that's where they'll all come back.
Final question: is there going to be anything happening down on the Strip New Year's Eve?
No, they've already announced that the fireworks show is canceled. They don't want the big crowds, and no reason for people to get here. The only thing I've heard is the LVCVA has talked about they're going to do a virtual implosion.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be online, and they're going to blow up a sign, a year 2020 sign. So there you go. That's going to be that'll be the big boom.
I think that with a little tongue in cheek, demolish 2020 on New Year's Eve. I love that idea.
I think we all want to do that.
I'm ready. I'm ready to just kiss it goodbye. Howard, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend, and we'll do it again. You have a very happy holiday season. I know we'll talk to you again next year.
Anytime, Kevin. You have a happy holidays and hopefully a good new year, and get back to it in 2021.
I'm with you, man. Howard Stutz, a good guy and executive editor of the CDC Gaming Reports, joining us as we continue. Lots to do. Man, this is a busy, busy day today. We got a ton to do. We'll get to kind of the menu of what's ahead on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I still can't believe it that Congress is ready to leave town for the weekend, and they're not going to do anything for people that need money, that need to pay the rent, that need the support of their government. I got to tell you, I'm flabbergasted. I thought, after listening to Nancy Pelosi earlier in the week, that she would in some way, make the trains run on time, and that she would end up fixing this. Everybody's blaming everybody else. The American people, should march on Washington. No, they really should. And just demand that this government give them what they deserve. They're not at fault for what happened. You know, you can say that in Nevada, you know, Steve Sisolak, for instance, closed down the government, closed down the economy. That's rather evident. But the American people had nothing to do with this. And yet they're the ones